The first time I heard of Crohn's disease, I was in fourth grade, 1997. Mom and my 14-year-old sister, Caitlin, were talking in the front seats of our Ford Escort after school. I was eavesdropping in the back. A girl in Caitlin's class was sick with something called Crohn's disease. That poor thing, Mom kept repeating, barely above a whisper. "What's Crohn's disease?" I asked. Caitlin craned her neck around slowly and dramatically, eyes in a permanent teenage roll. "Crohn's disease," she said, circling her lips around the O, "is where you poop until you die." I didn't ask any more questions. It was one of the worst things I'd ever heard. 15 years later, I listened, upright in a hospital bed, as doctors diagnosed me with it. It was 2012, my second year in New York City. I'd moved to New York in October 2010 from the Midwest for a three-month-long internship at Condé Nast, the storied publisher of Vogue and Vanity Fair and The New Yorker. At the three-month mark, the Condé Nast magazine Wired hired me full-time, so what was supposed to be 90 short days turned into 10 years. And counting. I've lived in New York City longer now than in any other place. I chose it for the same reasons everyone else does, because it's big and weird, and everyone here is smarter and weirder than me. Everyone who moves to New York from some place you've never heard of has got something to prove: that we're intelligent, that we're creative, that we made it out of our hometowns. When I finished 4 years at Northwestern, the people I graduated with all had a plan: Google, or an ad agency, or a newspaper. They all seemed to have an uncle who could get them a job. I had no plan, no prospects, no connections. I moved in with Mom and my stepdad in rural Illinois and wore pajamas all day while I watched House Hunters, scrolled job listings, and counted down my student loan grace period. One late summer afternoon, just after my 22nd birthday, I came across what seemed like a fake ad on Craigslist for a public relations internship at Condé Nast. Why would one of the world's largest publishers use Craigslist? Specifically working for Chris Anderson's Wired, as well as a sparse little website called Reddit that, for reasons no one really understood, was doing bonkers traffic. They invited me to an in-person interview. And though PR hadn't crossed my mind as a career option, I knew it meant working closely with writers and editors. In New York, I stayed with a friend from college whose family rented a two-story penthouse above the now-closed Topshop on Broadway. I'd only ever seen homes like it in movies, but my friend and her family moved about it like it belonged to them. Rich people have a way of moving around the world like that, with ownership. I borrowed a black polyester pencil skirt from Caitlin and slicked my hair into a bun because that seemed elegant. In the cab to Four Times Square, I prayed the internship listing wasn't a con. At the end of a 45-minute interview, two intimidating and chic 20-somethings offered me the internship, but with a condition. Condé Nast required its interns to be enrolled in college so that the company could give school credit instead of any payment beyond a $12 a day, that's $240 a month, travel stipend. I had just graduated, so I would have to re-enroll. I used $1,400, most of what I'd saved from my college receptionist job, to buy a quarter credit at Northwestern, enough to make me legit for the company's requirements. Mom and my stepdad agreed to help with 3 months of rent in hopes that the internship would lead to a real job. I was desperate to get to New York because it felt like everyone else my age was building their lives, and I'd be damned if I stayed behind any longer in my pajamas. Even $12 a day felt like progress, because that $12 was in New York freaking City.